And we're going to be talking some more about self-esteem at a later date, probably next Friday. But for now, I want to give you another side of this conversation. I want to share with you a more positive side of this, so that as we end this Power Friday, we end it on an up note, a positive note, an upbeat note, a note that has us walking away from this feeling pretty good about the prospects of feeling good the right way. I was talking about self-esteem. I want to compare it to something now that Dr. Stosny compares it to, and that is something that may be what we were looking for when some of us were thinking in the beginning of this discussion, wait a minute now, I thought we were supposed to have self-esteem. And you notice how I shared with you points that he made about how self-esteem can really take us down the wrong path when it comes to development of worldviews, development of the way we treat other people, the way we view ourselves, etc. There's something else that he mentions that we might want to give some consideration to. Self-value. I talked about self-esteem before, now self-value. I know you might be wondering, wait a minute, hold up. Aren't those just two different ways of saying the same thing? Not the way he's breaking it down. Remember now, when it comes to self-esteem, we were looking at how that trait, that quality can really take people down a bad path into narcissism, mistreatment of other people. We'll look at that some more, like I said, at a later date. But for now, let's just look into self-value and see what it's about. Self-value. See if there is a difference between the two, self-esteem and self-value. Dr. Stosny points out that self-value is more behavioral than emotional. So self-esteem centers around emotion. Self-value centers more on behavior. It's more about how we treat ourselves than how we feel about ourselves in comparison to others. Remember, self-esteem, we're comparing ourselves to other people. With self-value, and with that comparison, by the way, we focus on how we feel about ourselves as a result of the conclusions of our comparisons. With self-value, we're focusing more on behavior, how we treat ourselves. To value goes beyond feeling that the valued persons or objects are important. You also appreciate their qualities while investing time, energy, effort, and sacrifice in their nurturing or maintenance. So, for example, if you value a Da Vinci painting, you focus on its beauty and its design more than the cracks in the aged paint. Above all, you treat it well, making sure that that painting is maintained in ideal conditions of temperature and humidity and is shielded from direct lighting. Well, similarly, people with high self-value appreciate their own better qualities while trying to improve on their lesser qualities, and they take care of their physical, psychological health, their growth, and development. So whereas self-esteem is hierarchical, self-value is about equality. If you believe in the essential equality of all people based on your most humane of values, you'll never meet anyone superior to you. You will never meet anyone whom you consider to be superior to you. You're not trying to make those kinds of comparisons. Are you better than them? Are they better than you? We're going to take a look at this some more next Friday. Self-esteem, self-value, and begin to consider which one we want to emphasize in our lives more and how to go about doing it. So whether you talk about toddler brain or the adult versus the adult brain, a lot of this just has to do with really and truly maturing. maturing. And that's one of the things that Dr. Stassi points out from the very beginning. It is about maturing. And maturing in a way that helps us truly become better people who treat ourselves and others better. So that said, I want to make a request of you. Over the next few days, if you would, give some thought to what we talked about today. Seriously, give some thought to it. Really consider it. See if there's a way that you can go about the business of maturing even more than you may have already matured, so that you no longer center your worldview on your feelings, but rather you center them on behaviors, treatment based on values. See if you can get to a point where you begin to make it a lifestyle to value other people much more than you already do and have a healthy valuing of yourself. Being empowered to let some of life's best moments come through you as you treat yourself and others very well. Till next time. Oh, by the way, I deliberately changed songs. What I'm talking about now has to do with love, loving ourselves properly and loving others the same way we love ourselves. That's what life is about. The title of the song is Love is the Message by MFSB. So you know what I've been asking you to focus on? Love. Receiving it and giving it. Till next time.